I was realizing that I wasn't enjoying listening to the recording, and that was because there was a lot of identification mixed into the mix. So it's been really great to return to the practice as it is, and to have now a whole bunch of recordings that are from center, and to delete the ones that are not, completely
Yes,
delete them.
absolutely. That's very, yes. I'm glad you said that, because people will say, well, do you keep all the recordings forever? Not anywhere there's self-aid or identification talking. Nope, we can happily hit delete on those as soon as we recognize them. And we can tell, because if we're listening to something and there's that kind of sinking, ugh, I don't want to then hit delete, because when we're listening to the mentor, we feel good. I mean, it's uplifting. It brings us. It's that experience of being brought to here. We're here. Well, that's good.
So,
and the thing is, it underlines that we don't have to worry, because you were doing it that way. You realized that it wasn't working. You learned something really significant from it. Now you take a different direction. No harm.
Exactly. Push delete every time I hear one of those recordings.
Yeah, exactly. There's no problem.
Yeah.